Cheese dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want the specs.
Are we on?
Is it working?
I know we do that every time, but honestly, how am I supposed to let you know? Like, do I give you the whole finger point?
Yeah, finger wag. People who aren't on, they're not on the live feed, they won't see it.
It's true.
The people on the live feed, they don't like it. But.
Do I do the countdown from five, and then the two and one, I don't say it, but I just show you and then point?
On one, it's you. On three, it's your dick, and then you're both of your balls, and then you slowly pull a ball in, and then a ball in.
Yeah, it takes a while for that
and then when
old
you're ready,
lefty to come out.
You just pee on me. I know.
Yeah,
I got to see that thing again in context.
You got to see it again.
In context. Big time.
Yeah. By context, you mean just seeing it?
I want to see a lineup of nuts.
Oh, and see if you can point mine out?
Nope. Just want to see one.
Just please line them up, boys.
General dating.
Yeah.
General dating
just,
advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Line up your balls.
Yeah. Just a hot weekend.
You think you could pick out your balls in a lineup?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine would be the one with the gigantic left one.
What if it was just singular balls? Or ball?
One ball?
Everybody put out your big one.
Oh, yes. I would be able to tell mine abso-fucking-lutely.
What if all right. How about the small one?
No.
You wouldn't be able to tell?
Maybe. It depends.
What if you tasted all of them? It would be the one that didn't taste familiar. It would
be the one I have to bend in half to taste?
Yeah. they took a swab of it, and you're like, I don't recognize this taste, so it must be mine. Yeah. All the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. I've tasted this before.
Oh, man. It's hood milk.
Mexican. I was in the mood for some Mexican.
Mexican food?
No, Mexican nuts.
Oh.
Nuts.
What are Mexican nuts?
Pistachios?
Like
jumping beans?
Where do pistachios come from?
From the land of pistache.
Legumes?
Legumes.
Could they be legumes?
I think so.
How's your weekend, bro?
My weekend was, it was pretty good. You know, kids went to the poo.
Again.
Yep. Dude, they crush it at the pool. They love it.
Love the
and,
pool.
And we're usually the ones there. Saturday, got our hair did, me and the boy.
Looks good.
I don't
know
if you can tell.
No, it looks good.
Yeah.
No, you can't tell.
Yeah, you can. If you saw it before and then now, you would be able to tell. It was really long.
Now I'm going to stare at your hair.
You should.
Time.
At least I still got it, man.
It's getting nice waves. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about like my brother and dad and stuff. They're bald as shit.
I electively shave my head.
Well.
How else am I going to get to Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Is it Charlottesville?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's that going down?
So, yeah. So
I'm
Saturday,
talking about the Aryan Nation. Dennis.
Oh,
isn't that Charlottesville?
Oh, yeah.
Charlottesville, right?
Yeah, Charlottesville.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Got to fit in.
Yeah,
I'm a Vice reporter. I'm undercover.
Yeah, you're like that guy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, that's the one.
Way undercover.
So, Sunday, looking for some workout equipment. gotta start working out at the house, okay?
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Okay. So, you know, the wife was like, hey, let's just get some stuff. We had everything that you could think of, and we got rid of it all when we moved to the smaller house.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Windmill machine?
I had a whole, you know, Olympic weight set and all that bullshit.
Thighmaster.
Total
yards.
Gym. Chuck Norris. Astroglide. So I find this guy selling elliptical. I look it up, and it's like a $1,500 elliptical.
Yeah.
And the guy's giving it away for free.
Of course he is. You know why?
Because he's trying to get fucked.
No. Okay.
So I look it up. I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
He lives in Lakeway. So I drive up there. And of course, as soon as I pull up to the place, the heavens open up. It's just pouring fucking rain. So I'm like, oh, great. So I call the guy. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm here, but it just started crazy pouring. He's like, well, I'll open up the garage. You can come take a look at it, see if you want it. So I go in there. He's got all this fitness equipment lined up.
Yep.
Awesome. Oh, this is it. Holy shit, this is really nice. Yeah, I'll take it. He's like, yeah, it's got some problems with the cord you got to plug in. You might have to mess with it a little bit. I'm like, that's fine. It's free. If it doesn't work, I'll just toss it.
Right.
Guy goes, yeah, I'm getting rid of everything because my wife of 30 years just walked in and said she's leaving me. I'm like, oh, really? Sorry, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, this sucks. He's like, yeah, she 65 years old, leaving me for her 35-year-old massage therapist.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like,
holy cow, I got to see this 65-year-old.
I know. I mean, she has all this workout equipment. She must be keeping it tight.
65.
Though.
35 and a 65.
35 and a 65. That, I'm not good with math. Problems. But that's at least 30 years.
I think it's more than that, but okay. Something for corrections next week.
Yep, that's why we do this. That's why we do math on air.
65 on 35. Now, what does this guy look like? Just a hot mess?
Nah. I mean, he was like tall, thin guy, you know, old. You know, yeah. He looked old. Old as fuck, wrinkled. You think he was older than 65? No, I'd say he was right around the same age.
I can't wait. To
I don't know why. Like, you just start pouring this stuff out to me. It's like,
I know it.
Keep your own fucking affairs in your own life.
Like, get a friend. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Yeah, that he just wanted a friend to fucking talk to him. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not that guy, buddy.
You absolutely could have talked him out of a weight bench, too. I know. You should have kept it there.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's like, well, you know, I was selling this other stuff, and, you know, just let me know if you want anything else. I'm like, listen, I'll start with this, and if this doesn't work, I'll give you a call, and, you know, we'll work something else out. But
yeah,
I would stay fucking far away. He's going to be wearing my skin as he masturbates.
Are you serious? You'd be in the will. That guy's going to shoot himself.
Yeah. No, he's got a couple kids. He told me all about them.
He probably fucked that up, too.
Well, no, he said kids? She took half the money, too. Took half the money and then left with her 35-year-old masseuse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. You're a masseuse.
Yep.
Right? You're 35. You got tight bod, right? You're rocking it. You're just like, yeah.
Dude, I'm so hard right now.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Yeah.
No. All right. You find this 65-year-old woman. She's, for a 65-year-old, rocking it strong. You know that they got some cash because they're in Lakeway.
Yep.
Do you pull the trigger? Maybe 8-month, 10-month affair. She breaks up with the husband. The money comes pouring in. You're set up. You take the money.
You
leave her
high and dry. How do you take the money?
Well, she's going to chase you down. You're a massage therapist. You're probably pretty fast. You just grab the bag and run.
Yeah. Do you have like one of those burlap sacks with a dollar bill mark on it?
Yeah. She starts flossing you with like mink coats and shit.
Yeah. It's like, what's the first car you buy when the husband's bank account rolls in?
You got to get a Bentley.
Yeah.
You got to roll right by the house.
Yeah. I mean, I was at the house. I don't think it's Bentley money, but maybe a nice BMW.
Lakeway?
Yeah.
A nice BMW or moderate? What do you think the guy, what do you think he's worth? Was he wearing a gold Rolly?
I mean, his shit was like pristine. His garage was like pristine. It was all that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all the equipment was worth some dough.
Was it Nautilus or was it like fake Nautilus? Did you see the seashell?
No,
if the seashell's not on there, it's knockoff.
It was Horizon is the brand.
Oh my God, that's like Academy
it's
brand.
It's not Academy brand. I looked it up. I wouldn't have drove out there if it was Academy brand.
All right.
And then he had like a legit Stairmaster, like legit, like, what's it called? A treadmill that was like pro, what's it called? I don't know.
Pro form
or life fitness or whatever. Like the ones that are at the gym.
Yeah. Prostitute, which is what his wife is. So, why is it? You should have talked to a guy into keeping it. Like, dude, you've only got a couple of years left before you're dead. You got to keep it tight.
Yeah.
You got to get out there on the scene.
Nah, man. He's like, he had given up. You could tell. He was like, yeah, you know, hey, at least, you know, she can go do what she wants and it's clean. And he's like, I'm just going to fucking kill myself.
Just going
to
die.
Do me a favor. Stop by here tomorrow and call the cops. Have them claim my body.
It's going down tonight.
Yeah.
It's going English, down for real.
But yeah, like, don't open up to me. Why do people open up to me?
You're just a, look at you.
I am a ray of fucking like, sunshine.
Your life is a fucking wreck just by looking at you. Yeah. I can tell.
You're like, ugh.
You got one foot in the grave.
Yeah. You just gotta waddle up to me. Yeah. You fucking diabetes ridden fat piece of shit. How was your weekend?
When are they gonna cut your foot off? How was my weekend? Yeah. Uneventful, man. Uneventful.
Damn.
So, supposed to go out on a boat yesterday, but it didn't materialize because it started raining. So that was a bummer.
Yeah, it rained like a motherfucker yesterday.
Went over to some friend's house, though. This cat broke out some fillets. Fried them up on the egg. Ooh,
oh, man. Yeah? He had a green egg?
He fucking ate, dude.
Damn.
Guy knows what's about.
Yeah. You know how to cook?
Does he? Yeah. They tasted fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Costco. I gotta start buying Costco meat. You know what?
No.
All right. So was it like, you know, Ruth's Chris filet? No. But was it better than fucking sirloin from like HEB? Sure. Hermony Butts? That motherfucker can't cut a piece of meat to save his life.
It's true. I think it's because...
his butts in his name?
Yeah, his name is Butts.
Why the fuck would you do that to yourself? Hermony Butts, why don't you change it?
I went to school with a girl last name was Butts.
Yeah, you did. Butt sex.
That's what my dad used to force me to do.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's it for your weekend, huh?
Yeah, for real. Not like nothing happened. We did school shopping and stuff on.
Oh yeah, why didn't they go back to school?
Wait a second, something did happen.
Oh shit!
So we went shopping.
Did you go to Target?
We went to. Did we? No, we went to Academy.
Oh.
The Gap, Gap Kids.
Damn.
Barnes and Noble. Maybe it'll stop at GameStop. I don't know. This was a great day. Yeah. This was This was not a waste of time at all for me.
No.
There was nothing I would have been doing at the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had no other things I needed to get done.
Nah.
So I was thankful. We went to Academy to get shoes for the kids.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon. They like to go actually to the fitness part, right? They like to
punch the bags and stuff.
Yeah, jump on the elliptical machines and everything. And I saw this you know, it was like foam rollers.
Yeah.
This fucking thing had like it looked like a Tonka truck tires.
Twizzler?
No, Tonka truck tire. It's got these bumps on it.
Yeah.
I tried the thing out. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like a hand job for your back. It's so fucking good.
Dude, it fucking kills. We got a foam roller. I use it sometimes, like because my back is fucked up.
Yeah.
I was rolling out. This shit hurts.
Dude, I got to bring this foam roller. We should live do a foam roller next time because this thing will fucking, it kills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you enjoy the pain.
Yes, so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I did it before I came over. It loosens. My back is such a fucking wreck.
Yeah, train wreck back.
It's totally, but I do this foam roller and at least for 2 hours, I feel like a human being again.
Yeah, you look like a human being right now.
Right now. Wait.
Yeah,
wait for it.
Yeah.
You know what? When I pound beers, I do all right for myself.
Yeah, you straighten up.
It's when life happens, is when, and I can't use narcotics, organically grown or otherwise, where life just treats me like a kick in the old left one.
Yeah.
And the big one for you.
Yeah.
The old big house. Is that the lefty?
Giant one. Yeah. Old lefty is fucking.
You got to try this foam roller. This fucking thing is fantastic.
Yeah.
It hurts like a bastard, but then it feels so good.
How much did it cost you?
Yeah, a couple bucks.
Come on. Couple bucks.
It didn't cost me any more than $50, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm not asking that.
It was $49.99.
Yeah.
And it was tax-free weekend, so.
It was tax-free weekend.
However, that doesn't apply to foam rollers. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I know. We got all the kids' clothes, though, for tax-free, which is to say.
Yeah, you saved about $20?
Maybe. Bought some sneaks. Kids got some new kicks.
Oh, man, I need some new sneaks. I should have bought them last weekend.
Finney was rolling with the shit. Who?
We'll cut that out. It's all good.
The younger one.
Yep.
Whose name is not whatever
you
thought
just
it
said.
Was.
Yeah.
Gravitated towards the shell-toed Adidas.
Sweet.
He himself went and picked him up and was like, these things are awesome.
He's right.
He is right.
Yeah.
But then I was like, go run around the store and see what happens. He brought him back and I was like, look, those things are already dirty. Like they were scuffed up and everything.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, fuck these.
Oh.
Literally said that. Went with the black ones.
Meh, fuck that. Fuck these.
Got a birthday coming up for him soon.
Oh, yeah?
Sunday, yeah. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
What's that? Prick. There's no like family birthday party. That is one thing we used to do at home. There would be family birthday parties.
Wasn't invited to those either.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
But
we were the fucking scumbags that weren't invited to anything.
No. But,
yeah.
I actually did
fancy
we?
Up in the fucking hills.
No.
You piece of shit.
I know. I cannot listen.
Backtrack. Look at him.
Don't even fucking start.
Fucking pump it into reverse.
No. Wait a second. Look at the fucking spikes in this thing. You know the story. I've told you the story. And then after the event, no more after that. No one came to the house after that.
Well.
No one came to the house after that.
Well.
Invited? Yes. Came? No.
Invited?
No, not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, because I had anything to do with that.
I'm... Whatever. You were guilty by association, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
You know what? You could have took a stand. You were in like, sixth grade? You could have made a decision.
Yeah. I'm such a fucking pussy.
How old were you? Sixth grade. Then? You're 10 years younger than I am?
8.
You look like shit.
Or in my 10 years. No, I think I'm 8.
When did you graduate high school?
2000.
Yeah, I was a 93.
Ugh.
I almost thought that was 17 years. I was like, holy shit.
I mean, we gotta brush up on our math skills.
I might be your dad.
You might be.
I wish.
Oh, dude.
I would have so butt-fucked you.
You mean as my dad, not as my cousin?
Yeah, I would have been balding with a ponytail.
Speaking of butt-fucking.
Yep.
All right. So I give you a hard time.
About butt-fucking?
About your love of trans...
I'm open-minded, but okay.
No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you're a married man, happily married man with a family, and you love trans ladies. So it's just, strikes me as odd.
So,
Well, what I'm getting at
is... Talk to me 8 years ago when I used to have sex, and I would say, but you know what? I don't think transgender ladies look like they do today. I think
science has really fucking game. So, Caitlyn Jenner's girlfriend, new little the little thing.
She looks like Kesha. Take a look.
Yeah,
she is now. Caitlyn Jenner still looks like an absolute train wreck.
Yeah,
I mean, you would look at that picture and be like, dude.
I don't think I would.
Caitlyn Jenner
in this picture in particular, I'm talking about.
You know, no.
It's the fucking Instagram, haze that they put on shit nowadays. You know, plus she's all touched up, but
yeah, I wonder if Kesha would look like that. You know what gives it away though? The chest. There's no cleave there whatsoever.
Yeah.
Even tight A's have a little bit of cleave. this thing does not have any. Tight By this A's. Thing, I'm pointing to the chest. I'm not pointing to the I'm pointing to the girl too, but that's not what I meant.
Now this
all of our trans followers, chill out.
Yeah, no, but like I would not be able to tell at all.
Yeah, what do you think though? Is there a hand behind her head? What is going on there?
Yeah, it's.
I think that's a real doll. Seriously, this is someone's holding her up. That's a hand.
Yeah,
it's not hers.
No, that's probably a bad Photoshop where they cut out the arm in between them, but it's Caitlyn's arm.
Actually, you know what? You get something. I think she's probably trying to make the...
I think this is Photoshopped.
The boobies look bigger. It's got to be. Look, the hair doesn't look natural.
Yeah. The name is Sophia Hutchins.
Yeah, it is.
And 22 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy right there, because he's 68. Oh, she is 68. I'm sorry.
I couldn't.
I didn't mean to do that. Honestly,
I couldn't imagine what that would be like.
But you would, yeah. You would destroy that. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Me neither.
Bob.
Boom. First pause break. Fucking nailed it.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, sorry. We had a little interruption. Coitus interruptus, as it would be said once or twice.
That is maybe the creepiest thing based on what just happened.
Yeah.
It was a ferret.
It was a baby squirrel.
Yeah.
Those fucking baby squirrels, man. You gotta be careful.
Baby squirrels. Did you see that story about the guy who called the cops on the squirrel falling?
Nope, I totally randomly brought that up.
Did you really?
Yep.
This is so funny. So, there's a guy.
Fucking segue master.
Zing! Wait, are we recording again?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a mistake. We should have cut that out, too.
So let's we'll circle back to the baby squirrels, but listen, dude, she looks 100% like a girl, and I think I don't know.
You know what the only thing holding me back is? It's not the fact that I'm married either.
Yeah,
it's the fact that I don't like fake hands.
Fake hands?
Yeah.
How many fake hands have you knocked around?
Which is weird, huh?
How many fake hands have you knocked around?
Say again.
How many fake cans have you knocked around
here? I don't understand the question. listen. Let's just say I don't like fake cans.
Let's say it.
Let's just say it.
Yeah.
I don't like fake cans. I don't like how they look.
Yeah.
I've never met a pair that I actually liked. I don't like the ripple. I don't like the scars.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a scar, it's going to be on the face, and that's because I put it there.
Yes. That was fucking great.
But those guys deserved it.
Yeah,
This woman in particular. Yeah. I mean, she's got... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is one picture we're seeing.
This is confusing.
I have weird thoughts.
It's very confusing. Look at it. Yeah, dude. Look at that arm.
Yeah, no, it's
no man has an arm like that.
Yeah.
Unless, it's, I mean, literally. My arms, I have no muscle on them.
Yeah, but you don't know her story if she started taking estrogen at fucking 8 like the kids are doing nowadays.
You know what?
What?
We should start
doing estrogen.
No, we should totally get dressed up as trannies. I wonder how... Transgenders.
Genders,
did I say trannies?
You did.
Fuck.
Lost another listener.
Yes, please. Billy, I'm sorry. Billy Lee.
Yeah.
That's my babe. That's my girl.
I know.
So, I think, because I have big eyelashes, I think I'd be pretty as a girl.
You know what?
I would love to. You know, my skin's all wrinkly now, though. I look like a man. I look like Tommy Lee Jones.
Fifth to sixth grade, Halloween time, my sisters for school. Elementary school,
sure.
Grabbed me, dressed me up as a girl,
yep.
And I went to school dressed as a girl.
Did you want to?
I thought it was funny.
You were okay with it.
But nobody else got the joke. Everyone's like, what the fuck is going on with you? And I'm like, listen, fellas.
Is that one of those things where immediately when you walk through the door, you're like,
I'm in a mistake. Yeah. One time as well,
at band camp,
I didn't have any clean jeans, and I wore a pair of my sister's jeans to school. And everyone knew that they were girls' jeans, and I didn't think they were going to. Well, but guess what? I was fucking wrong. Everyone knew.
They don't make boys' Jordache.
Yeah. No, I think it was like the tight ankles is what threw it off.
Back then, that was a thing. Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's, if I could have cuffed them, I would have, but they were too tight down at the ankle. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I think they were a fucking black acid wash, too. A blasted wash.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Striper.
Yeah.
Jeans that follow Striper.
Yeah. Have you seen? You know what my sisters looked like in the fucking 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look the same today.
Mm.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've updated the look. Mm. I shouldn't say that because your older sister will kick the shit out of me.
Yeah. She's a tough broad.
She's a tough broad.
She's a broad, all right.
She's a broad. What? Your other sister, lovely girl. They're all lovely girls.
Yeah.
I love them to death. They're my cousins, and I love them because I am obligated to.
Yeah.
And because they're lovely human beings.
You know,
they're not even fucking listeners, are they?
Yeah, they are, actually. So you're going to feel really bad.
I doubt it. Watch this. let's see. I'm trying to think of how I'm gonna phrase this. All right, older cousin, your husband's a dickhead, and if he's listening, he'll text me. If not, he's a pussy.
Yeah. Let's
see if that works.
Yeah.
By the way, he could bundle me and throw me in the back of his truck and dump me in a fucking river.
You in half.
Totally would.
Yeah. But that being said,
he or any one of his sons.
That's true. You know, his older son works for your dad.
I know he does.
Yeah.
Good dude.
I know you, but what am I? Baby squirrel?
Segway! Segway alert. Baby squirrel. So, guy from Germany is being followed by a squirrel. Is that the story?
Yeah.
And he calls the cops. He's like, hey.
This fucking squirrel.
He's like, hey,
I don't want it to hear
me. I don't want to go home.
No, it's a squirrel is following me.
I'm in the phone booth by main street. There's a squirrel. Oh shit.
Save I think help.
He's in the dumpster.
being sent to help.
He's got one, two, three nuts in his mouth.
He wants to make a five. Fuck. The fucking picture of the squirrel is...
He's nipping at my case fist. Case fist. Stay on my shoes. Roger Federer uses some...
Stay on my shoes.
Just to be clear,
you should look at this fucking thing. The fucking spit all over it.
That would be. Is that the windsock?
That's the fucking spit guard, I guess.
Oh my
I don't know.
That thing's gonna stink to high hell.
Oh my god.
Episode 16.
We gotta do more impressions.
But what are the impressions you can actually do and get away with them, though? German is one of them.
Yeah.
Because they try to kill.
Fucking terrible human
They try
beings.
To kill every Jewish person.
Yeah.
Irish, because we're Irish.
Yep.
English, because they have bad teeth. Australians, because they're basically from England.
Yeah.
Can't do Asians.
Well.
Can't do anyone from the Middle East. Can't do Mexican. And that, by Mexican, I mean South American, but... I mean,
yeah, we can't do Middle East because we're afraid of...
Namibia?
The Obamas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because
they're going to Charlie Headbow our ass.
Oh, shit.
Imagine if they bombed your bedroom.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first fucking bombing.
Tiger bomb.
Like when I have intercourse with my wife.
Yeah.
I was just like...
You sold it. You sold it.
Just failed miserably. Bombing all over the place.
Oh, man. Episode 16. Yeah. Off to a bad... Oh, but episode 16?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at... We're cranking them out.
We're past the first trimester.
Yeah.
Can't abort now.
Yep.
Nope. Got to see it to term and then give it away.
Yeah. You seven fuckers out there, you're doing great. This is the time where we take a quick moment to thank our sponsor for these past 16 episodes.
That's right. 14 Finches. 14 Finches for all your exotic t-shirt design needs. If you like political figures doing deadlifts, you'll love 14 Finches. The designs are original. The t-shirts are made by little boys in China. And the joy is yours.
Yeah.
14finches.com, where you'll notice it'll just say, parked by GoDaddy for free. One of these days, I think he's going to actually... get up to doing something. Yeah. His designs are actually kick-ass.
You know...
He's a good, creative dude. Yeah. He just is... Yeah.
I think that they just don't have enough cloth to print one for me. I think that's the issue.
That's it. I know. He refuses, steadfastly refuses to get you a shirt.
I know.
You've given him singles of business.
Yeah.
There might be one or two... Actually, how many original people who don't know that Jeff Carvens for 14 Finches... Should we say his name?
Probably not, but whatever.
How many people know Kylie Jenner from 14 Finches? Anyway, yeah. I wish she was a sponsor of the show. She's a billionaire now. Is it Kylie or Kyrie or?
It's a no, Kylie. And
is she the rich one?
No, I think it's
Kendall. No.
No, it is Kylie.
It's Kylie. She's a fucking billionaire.
One of them is a billionaire. One of the two sisters who's not not a Kardashian.
Jenner.
They're Jenner, yeah.
Billionaire.
With a B.
Who buys that? I didn't even know she had a makeup line.
Yeah.
It's $1 billion makeup line.
I know. It's crazy. She's not a billionaire, but her company is worth $1 billion. But she's got more money than you and I will ever imagine to fucking see.
Who owns the company? She doesn't own the company? She just has you know what? You're right. She probably just lends her name to it.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think she's like a real part of it, but... Isn't that great? She's like fucking 22 years old. It's bullshit.
It's everything that's wrong with America. The fact that any of those people. And all because her sister had sex.
Yeah. On tape with the fucking rapper. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That was Reggie Bush.
No.
Which one was it?
It was
Tyga?
Tyga? No. They were married to one. It was like
Kid and Play.
G Money. G Love.
Kid.
Four Loko.
Christopher. Kid Watkins.
Dude, Kid and Play?
I was just talking to somebody today about a house party. She was talking about her, she's having a 40th birthday party, and I was like, you need to do a Kid and Play themed birthday party. And she was like, you're goddamn right I do.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We were playing the whole thing.
You were planning the whole thing?
Well, within a 2 minute. I was like, you got to wear like the outfits that are like one color on one side, one color on the other side.
Yep.
Public Enema. Public Enemy.
What'd you talk about that Public Enema?
That movie was fucking dope.
Dude, the fucking best. That dance scene?
Yes.
Who was that? The girl?
Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell, yeah. She was fucking huge for a long time.
That was her in the day. Oh, and then there was the other girl. Yes, that's right. Tisha Campbell was the was a shit back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, like in theory or in not in theory, in context.
Yeah, she was not at all that great. Yeah. She had like a turtle face.
She ain't no Halle Berry.
Oh, dude, Halle Berry is still holding.
She ain't no Renee Zellweger.
Ugh. How about Renee Zellweger changed her face and then has never worked again since?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, she married Kenny Chesney and then she never worked again since. Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
She did. And then she divorced him under false pretenses. That's what she put in there. And that's why everybody thinks Kenny Chesney's gay.
Is that Kenny Chesney? Who's Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Loggins.
That fucking redheaded Australian broad married to? Who's the fucking guitar I have?
Oh, you have a Keith Urban guitar?
I have a fucking Keith Urban guitar.
Signed by the Herbs himself?
No, bought off of an infomercial for a Christmas present. I fucking strum that thing so hard like 6 times.
Yeah.
Fucking shredding.
I try to teach myself how to play Hero by Foo Fighters. My favorite song. Yeah. I imagine myself running into a burning building and saving a picture of my wife.
It'll leaving her right next to the picture.
Did you ever see that, like, that video?
No.
He goes in and he saves a baby.
Yeah.
He saves a dog and then a baby. And then to escalate it, the last thing he saves is a fucking picture of his wife.
Damn.
It's ridiculous.
Did they watch him as he went?
And then she smiled like, I love you. Yeah.
In the picture? Or like, was she there?
She was there. And then he went back in and she's like, you need to go back in for something. And he goes back and gets a picture.
Did she go, hey, asshole, I was talking about our other baby, not the picture of me?
And the baby was in the window melting.
Yeah. It's like on fire, fucking a head on fire.
Hey, dummy.
Hey, dad. Thanks, dad. I was never really your dad. Your mother cheated on me, that whore. Dude, I saw them live. They're fucking awesome.
They are live. Man. Did you see them at ACL?
No.
Or 360?
I saw them at 360.
I heard that was a good
show. It was fucking awesome.
ACL was when he had his broken foot.
Damn.
He's on the...
What a fucking champion.
Yeah.
He was in a wheelchair.
Dave Grohl's the fucking balls.
He really is. He's fucking... That guy is uber talented.
Yep.
I can't believe, like, you know, he was in... You know, I don't know how your feelings are about Nirvana. I think they're awesome.
I think they're awesome unless you see them perform live, and in which case they're fucking brutal.
You saw them perform live?
No.
Dude, that Unplugged?
Word of mouth. Unplugged was really good.
Yeah.
But my understanding is that they were a mess. But yeah, I think Nirvana is pretty much the shit.
But leaves, you know, has to start over from scratch.
Yeah, I don't know if he left.
He didn't leave.
His lead singer blew his fucking head off with a shotgun.
Yeah. Tragedy.
That'd be awesome to find, though.
Would it?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
Well, you'd rifle through his pockets and get a couple pieces of cash. Or you get that sweater. I bet he had that green sweater, the iconic green sweater.
Yeah.
And then it's got a little bit of brain matter on there. A
little bit of brain matter.
You
a lot
scoop
of
off
jizz.
A little bit. A
lot of cocaine and heroin dust.
Well, that's because Courtney Love squatted over him afterwards. She's a fucking.
Yeah, she's a train wreck. But, you know that first
By the way,
Foo
big
Fighters
listener of the podcast.
She is, yeah. Shout out to Courtney.
First, yeah. Go ahead.
The first album that Dave Grohl did,
yep,
he did the whole thing by himself.
I heard that too, and I believe that to be the case, thought he debunked that.
No, he didn't debunk it.
He did it all in a closet or something, right?
No, he did the whole thing, and then when he decided to go on a tour with it, he hired all the band members. Pat Schmier, and what's his guitarist's name? Oh, his drummer's name, rather?
Taylor Hawkins.
Taylor Hawkins. Do you know what band he was in that he stole him from?
Mud Puppies.
No.
I just like that name.
Yeah.
No. Wait a second. I know it is Counting Crows.
No.
Right here.
It's Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Yes. He stole him from Alanis Morissette.
That time you stole my drama. It's not fair.
And I'm here to remind you. You stole my drama, you piece of shit.
But you're singing and I'm not.
Best decision that guy ever made, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say best Alanis Morissette.
You're pretty good.
I'm pretty fucking good.
Dave Coulier.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it out.
She's
cut it out.
Cool, yay. Have you seen that new Full House?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I have zero desire to watch that. You know what? I have zero desire to watch the old Full House.
You know, people say that before Bob Saget had that show, he was like a dirty comic, and then he got that show.
Yeah.
I really don't think that's true.
It is.
Fake news.
No, it's true news.
No way. He was dirty in between to be dirty, but then he went back to do Full House. Like, what's that all about?
And
he
was doing America's Funniest Home Videos, too. You know what? Because the guy likes fucking money, like the rest of us.
He, you know what? He married some really young thing recently.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because he's got fucking money from just playing it straight.
Maybe I should go on a podcast where I just play it straight.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that thing about Putin and Trump? Apparently they're in collusion together. This is a big impact on society.
Tell me more, please. This is fucking riveting.
So the dossier says that Trump was peed on by some strippers.
It's got to be true, right?
It's a dossier. It's a dossier.
Do you think that... what has he got on him? Do you think it's pee stuff? It's probably pee stuff.
Honestly, there's nothing that guy could have on him. It's got to be... He must have, like, chopped up a little Asian boy into a suitcase and thrown it out of the fucking...
It almost doesn't matter. Like, it could come out, and Trump would just spin it, and people would love him for it.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Asians, who needs those?
Yeah. Yeah, so he was doing my fucking taxes for me.
Speaking of which, my brother was in St. Petersburg. Went to Russia, literally. Yeah. His wife is just, she's the best. She's like my sister. Oblivious. Like, yeah, let's go to Russia.
Yeah.
So they got cheap flights, shocker. And he sends me a picture from over there, and he's in a park surrounded by Asian people feeding pigeons. And he sends me he's like, all my love from Russia or something. It's like, where are you? No wonder. He's like, I asked him how Russia was, and he said, weird. And I said, yeah, because you're in China.
You know they're pretty much like right next to each other, right?
No.
No
way.
You need to brush up on your geography. No, dude.
Russia is next to Alaska. I can see Russia from my house. She can't see China. She saw Russia. I wonder if she's a listener.
I hope so. Yeah. She was pretty hot.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Her daughter's pretty fly, too.
Dude, her daughter's a fucking dummy.
Yeah. So, I don't know that she's any smarter,
I think she's going on Teen Mom.
Is she really?
Yes, she's going on Teen Mom.
Teen Mom is still a show?
Teen Mom, I think it's called OG now, which is all the...
OG.
It's all the, from like the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
Like pieces of shit.
I never watched it. All I knew was that the one mom, I think she does anal in porn.
Yeah. Do you know where she lives?
Arlington, Mass.
Austin, Texas.
Get out. Yep. By the way, I know exactly where
she is. I lived by a guy... he lived like two doors down from me.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I was telling him where I was from and stuff, and he's like, oh, I don't, you know, oh, I was telling him where I worked.
This and story is
no,
fucking.
No. But anyways, he's like, oh, no, we know someone who lives there, and it's that broad. And
she lived in the apartment complex you lived in?
No. She lived in a subdivision where.
That you used to live in?
No. That I built in. So, but anyways, I'm like, how the fuck
are you a home builder?
You
I thought you worked at CVS.
No. I look at houses that I wish I could afford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She used to live in that subdivision in Austin?
Yes. She
was she always in Austin?
Yeah.
Even when the show was on?
No, I think she moved here to start her music career. She's a country singer, too.
No, sir.
I used to do anal, but now I just sing.
I got a big twang.
It's called my butthole.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We can cut that shit out. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone, for boring you to death.
All right. Seeing as that was a bad joke, listen, last week I challenged you.
You did.
I challenged you because you're actually a good comedian.
Meh.
Nope. Disagree. You're a good comedian. You have good stage presence. You've got a great ass. You're going places. So we were going to write 5 jokes a piece, and we were going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have I have 5 jokes. I have more than that because I'm prolific. I'm like Gary Shandling over here.
You're fucking awesome.
Dead.
Yeah, I got one. So
for real?
When I write them,
You actually write them?
I actually write them and try to make them good.
I don't. As you will see.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go first? Or
I mean...
I got more than that.
Yeah. I mean...
All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
This is a story, so I'll just set it up. Like, I've never been more embarrassed as I was last Halloween. My family decided to dress up as famous comedians, so my youngest son went as the unknown comic. How was I supposed to know a six-month-old can't breathe in a paper bag over his head?
Because it's pretty easy to know that.
Zing! All right, ready? Number two. That's a pretty good joke.
No, so it wasn't.
If you know who the unknown comic is, you know he has a paper bag over his head.
I do, but you right. Turn into... You could die.
You're a bad audience. All right, ready? Here we go.
Boo! Show me your tits.
Your nipples are hairy. All right, ready? Have you ever jerked off and then realized immediately beforehand you were reading an email from your mother? Yeah, me neither.
Beforehand. That's funny.
It's a good one.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Immediately beforehand.
Hey, freshen this up for me, will you?
That was funny.
All right. Let's see. No, it's I'm going to tell you this one, but it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to make this into a joke because it really bothered me. I love how people don't look when they're in the crosswalk anymore. Now I can just run them over and they can't describe what my car looks like. Because people just walk out in the crosswalk.
Yeah, because they're looking at their phone.
It's a good premise, but I don't have a joke for
it. Yeah, no, I get it.
It's a great premise. I think it's ironic that I don't have the dexterity or timing to drive a stick shift or play drums, yet the only way I can masturbate is when I'm tap dancing.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because you have to use your hands and your feet when you're doing both of those things. I can't do either of them, but I can... I need to tap dance while I masturbate. That's
dumb.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
These are dumb. By the way, this I literally had this in the piece of paper. Now it says awful jokes. All right. This week, my wife went to see the 80s band Erasure. I was praying they don't erase her because she's my best friend and I love her. Oh my god. It's. All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is a joke. I watched the roast of Bruce Willis this week.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm the picture of health. If the picture was actually a funhouse mirror. All right, last one.
Okay.
Last one. Ready? All right, this one's... I'm working a little blue on this one, so be prepared.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah.
The best part about being a parent? Kids don't know it's gay when you make them touch you. Suckers!
We get... see, my jokes...
So, let me just put it out there. That was seven jokes. One of them's pretty good.
You know what? And it was, because I laughed hard.
So I don't know why you have to Picasso this fucking thing. Like, just start writing jokes.
No, because, like, my jokes are long. And, like,
and
I try to build
it. And down to get the friction on.
So, ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah.
You want to roll my Mercedes?
Hell yeah.
Turn around.
Stick it out.
Even white boys got to shout.
Baby got back.
Yeah, my jokes are longer because, you know, I'm trying to fill up time and actually maybe one day create a set that could work.
Dennis. Seven jokes, I got one.
Yeah, no, I understand. I hope this one works, because it took me a while.
There we go.
Being a kid of the 90s was the best. We are way better than those pussy millennials nowadays, in so many ways. We were real men. Do you know why? Because we ran the whole evolution of jerking off. We started jerking off to... bra ads, and then to Playboys, and then to VHS tapes, and then to DVDs. Like, these kids, these millennials nowadays, they'll never know what it's like share a... See, she's fucking fucking with me. Okay. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, go
so
ahead.
So fuck with me. All right, so these pussy millennials nowadays will never know what it's like to share a VHS tape, your first porno with your friends, and have it passed around. And they'll never know the horror of your Korean friend's dad finding that tape and then chasing you around the house, swearing at you in an unknown language. And then cornering you and pulling out the tape as he's smacking your Korean friend in the head and pulling out the tape and just cutting it up in front of you while
no,
you're
he
Korean,
cut it up?
While your Korean friend cries. This is not something you just fucking talk to me about. Okay, we can talk about after. I'm trying to tell him a joke.
I'm sorry.
I still remember that tape. It was called Geisha Sluts. And it was about sluts. And what I vividly remember is that at the end of the tape, all of a sudden, these women were pregnant. And they hadn't been pregnant throughout the whole thing, but all of a sudden, all these women are pregnant, and they're just lezzing out, just giving themselves the finger banging of a lifetime, and it was fucking awesome.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Is it over?
No. Fuck, my thing just went
are
away.
Are you serious? Not over here?
Yeah, no. Shit. This whole fucking thing went to shit because you, you
what
ruined
do?
It. You talked to me, and then you fucking got in my face.
Are we still angling for the punchline here?
Yeah.
All right. So far, so good.
So far, no good.
So far, no good.
Oh, fuck, it went away. I think I deleted it by accident.
All right, listen.
Hold on. Where the fuck did it go?
I thought I wrote long jokes. This payoff better be fucking...
Oh, dude, it really just deleted all my fucking... No, every okay. stand-up thing. Yeah.
In notes?
Yeah.
All right, go to notes, and there's a deleted thing, and it says, I fucking did that 1,000 times before.
Hold on.
Although, maybe the thing was just like, this joke is so bad, no, I'm no, fucking no. self-deleting.
No, no, no. I didn't start that off correctly, and I kind of fucked
You didn't
me.
Finish it correctly either.
No, basically the whole fucking joke was how... you know, we went through the whole gambit of finding ways to jerk off. But now, millennials nowadays, they can just watch a girl getting fucked by a horse on their iPhone. But we started that whole thing. We started the fucking internet craze of porn. We did the whole thing. Do you remember the first bra ad that you jerked off to? I still remember it to this day.
Can I cut it now, or is this
yeah,
still
no,
a joke?
No, it's good.
Yeah,
it,
no,
the fucking thing got deleted. 100%
I do. It was the Sears catalog. I still remember vividly, vividly, the first porn I found in the woods, and me and my friends hid it there. This girl was wearing a yellow bikini, and she took it off, and her nipples were the same color as her boobs, and they were oiled up, and it was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a picture of Cindy Crawford with a snake, and I had it was like a fucking newspaper clipping almost, and I had to fold it up, and I hid it down in the basement, and it was Cindy Crawford with a snake with her titties out, and I had the biggest crush on Cindy Crawford for like ever because
really?
Of that. Yeah, I jerked off to that so many times.
Damn. Really?
Mm-hmm. Jerked it.
Cindy Crawford. See... I was a Sears catalog guy. I was absolutely a Sears catalog guy. And nobody even knows what Sears is, let alone what a Sears catalog is. So when we were growing up, the Sears catalog would come out, especially for around Christmas time. That was like the toy catalog. And you would go through there and you would pick what toys you actually wanted.
I saved it.
Ba-bong. Did you?
Yeah, I found it. Fucking stupid joke.
You are.
Supposed to be good at this.
You're terrible at this.
You know, I've been very busy, so...
Doing what? Can I just make a comment about that?
Yeah.
My jokes were way better because they were jokes,
yeah.
Even though they were bad.
Yeah.
That's A.
B?
B is... You've got to... It's a good premise. You got to tighten that shit up.
I know. That's what I told you. I have this idea of 80s sitcoms being great names for gay bars.
Yeah.
And that's something I want to work on, but I don't know how to really get to anything or if it's just not worth it.
Give me some names.
Bosom Buddies. Perfect Strangers. BJ and the Bear.
Why didn't you just Benson. Leave with this?
That's the punchline. Or the Benson.
Oh my god. That should be a brand new term for something.
Yeah.
Like when you catch one in the ear by accident.
Yeah.
I got Benson.
I got Benson.
I got Benson. That's awesome.
I'm fucking depressed about that whole thing.
Why?
Because like when I was writing it, I was laughing. I'm like, this is going to be good. And then I never practiced it or said it out loud.
Yeah.
And that's the problem because I didn't practice it and rehearse it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get it to flow. I guarantee if I got that thing to flow, it would be good. We're going to try it again next week and nail it.
When I write jokes, it's the same way. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Do it all the time.
But I do it all the time, don't I?
Do it.
I said do. I write the same way where it's like you have this conversation with somebody in your head,
yeah.
Gold, and then you read it again. Or you just try it on stage like I do just for fucking shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I'm going to go suicide in this one.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then they call you Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, because
you have epilepsy and it's fucking racist, yeah, but whatever.
Pretty sure he has Parkinson's, but yeah, whatever.
No, I don't have Parkinson's. I have epilepsy.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Michael J. Fox?
No, I meant you probably have Parkinson's.
I don't think I have anything. I might be making it up.
That'd be so great.
I keep asking people who were in the room when I had my first seizure, like, what did it look like? It must have been hilarious. And none of them will like take themselves out of the situation and be like, yeah, it was kind of fucking funny.
Yeah.
One guy was like, he was the one who was presenting during this meeting that I was in.
Yeah.
And he said, I thought you just started laughing at me. So I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? What
the fuck this guy think he is?
That's good times.
Yeah. I just thought you were fucking dancing the night like, away.
I thought you were being a
I thought you were just fucking
I thought you were Benson's.
I thought you were Benson in me. Benson.
Oh, man. All right, so these need a little work.
No, that one...
I got a tight 10 seconds.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I got to try... when I write mine, I try to write something I can just fucking keep talking about.
Yeah. I don't. So I know I'm terrible at that, so I try to write one-liners instead.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
The email from your mom was funny.
Yeah. It's crash and burn. Yours is a crash and burn.
Speaking of crashing and burning, what's up with all these plane thefts nowadays?
Holy shit. I know, right?
It's fucking crazy.
That fucking dude in Seattle.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to try and do some barrel rolls. You guys, hold my beer. I'm going to fucking do a barrel roll.
I honestly think that's a guy. It's kind of a shame that he died because he sounds like a dude you'd want to hang out with.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I was thinking, though. That's a good point. I was thinking maybe he ejected.
I don't think he had that kind of skill.
No, I think he was just so calm. He's like, man, I'm just going to jump out of this.
What was he saying to air traffic control?
They were like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying, as they were talking to him, he's like, well, I never thought about it, but I don't really know how to land a plane. And they were like, well, how do you know how to ride it or something like that? He's like, well, I play video games, so that's how. I mean, this guy, there's no way you could jump in a plane and fucking take off without knowing how to fly a plane.
Yeah, I mean, he worked at an airport, but that doesn't qualify you to fucking...
handler.
I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't qualify you to fucking fly a plane.
If he was doing barrel rolls, then he's better than most of the fucking Southwest Airlines pilots that I've... flown with.
Not the attendants, though. Those motherfuckers are hilarious.
Yeah. They actually are. They're pretty entertaining.
Negative.
Nope, positive. I'm on the positive side of that.
Yeah, you are. Well, there's another guy who stole a plane.
Yeah.
This guy, you sent me this news article saying, hey, this guy's a piece of shit. You didn't know that he fucking stole a plane. I said, hey, this guy stole a plane, too. You're like, he did? Fucking... Yeah, because it says it in the fucking title.
Show prep is overrated. Yeah.
So this guy, he flew up his plane. It's his own plane.
That's right. I do remember this now.
But he flew it into his house to try and kill his wife and kid.
So he's husband of the week or dad of the week. I can't figure out.
Pilot of the week.
No, the other guy is definitely pilot of the week.
That's true, yeah.
That motherfucker is awesome.
Yeah.
But it does say something. This guy was like, yep, I'm going to fly it right into my fucking house.
Man,
it's kind of a jerk dad move, but as a husband and wife team,
yeah,
I mean, they're older.
I mean?
They're
like,
adults.
Sometimes I could just fucking strangle my kids, but I would
you
never.
Could, flying an airplane.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bit much.
What about with your wife? If she was in there and you were like, "I told you not to eat the fucking Twizzlers,
dude." How do you know we get Twizzlers all the time?
I love Twizzlers. For real? Do you guys get Twizzlers?
This is a Twizzler household, my friend.
I love Twizzlers. You know who we should actually do as a sponsor, but not a sponsor?
Twizzlers.
Combos.
Combos, yeah.
Combos are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They are the official snack food of TISD.
Yeah, I agree. We get a little difference in flavor profiles, but they're fucking combos 100%. Nonetheless.
I'm a pizza guy.
Yep, I'm just a pretzel cheese dude.
Just a regular fucking dude. Combos, let's try it. Let's go. Off the cuff. Ready?
Yep.
Combos. For when you're ready to give up and die. Combos.
I get this.
They are the least healthy thing for you.
Combos. Because you're a fat loser who's trying to do a podcast.
Got it. Combos. For when diabetes and high blood pressure don't mean anything to you. Combos.
Combos. You have a combination of diabetes, high blood pressure, and hypertension. You are fat. Combos.
Combos. For when a quadruple bypass is a day at the park. Combos.
I like every time you do it, you have a thumbs up. You're like,
I'm convincing you.
You're doing the old Bill Clinton. Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with these combos.
I had combos inside my vagina, and I ate them.
Did somebody say pizza filling?
Can you believe that guy?
I believe it.
That fucking guy, man.
I fucking believe it.
How many presidents do you think just fucked everybody? He was one.
We talked about this last week.
Did we?
Fucking A, we did. We talked about presidents who didn't get caught, and we both landed on Lincoln. Must have been munching tons of box because he had fake wooden teeth.
Yeah, that pretty sure you're mixing up a bunch of different things.
Nope. When you have a high pH level going on in that Veej, that'll rot your teeth out.
It's true.
And that guy loved.
Yeah. I think you had the conversation with someone else, but I love the fact that you did.
He went below the Mason-Dixon line. Went bananas down there. Absolutely. Yeah.
Pretty sure it was Washington who had the wooden teeth.
He was a tobacco farmer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He parted those tobacco leaves and dried them out.
Yeah. Did you get that little meme I sent to you about Jesus?
Yeah.
Parting the Red Sea.
Yeah, parting the Red Sea.
Yeah. Hey, ladies.
That's gross.
It is. It's fucking disgusting.
Have you ever done that?
Have I?
By accident or on purpose?
All of the above.
Really?
You know why?
Never on purpose.
No. Done on purpose.
No, it's gross.
Do you know why?
Mm-mm.
Because I've seen myself and what I look like, and I know what I got, and I don't want to lose it. So, you know what?
No way.
I'll fucking just taste pennies if I got to taste those pennies.
I think I'm going to throw up. Pennies. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Of all the things I've admitted to on this, and there have been a fucking lot. That is the worst.
That is not the worst.
Oh, it so is.
No.
That's a dead baby in your mouth.
Do you know what? You jerk off with a remote control.
I used to. You know what? I should go retro tonight.
Do you know what?
I might go retro.
Did
you try?
I hope your mother listens to this and fucking looks at the remote control and just like, fucking get the Lysol wipe.
It's 25 years. Do you think we still have a ColecoVision? I don't think so.
You don't get the fucking... the CRT?
No, I don't roll back into my parents' house and start jerking off with a remote control. I jerk off like a gentleman with a wet towel.
Yeah, with fucking shaving cream.
Exactly. Have you ever done shaving cream?
I think I've done it with just about everything.
I like to dry dog it.
Comforter,
squeezed up in the hand. Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Love it. I don't blow it in the comforter.
I don't believe you. Because you told me before, you just let it ride.
Back in the day.
Okay, you've grown up.
I've grown up. I'm a big boy now. I wear big boy underwear that I spooge in. No.
Spooge.
Like everybody else, I get the towel, lay it on the belly button, and I say, bullseye. I'm just kidding. I don't masturbate.
You're just kidding. You fucking squirt in your hand and you slurp it.
It's a sin. Jesus doesn't like it.
I mean, it's probably true.
What do you think happens if you never masturbate and you never have sex? You got to go insane.
Yeah, I would think. You would at least... I don't know if it's possible. Like, there's asexual people, right, who just don't...
This is what I'm told.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
You know what?
This is so dumb.
It's so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.